At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jay Williams.
What's up, boys?
The star of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We didn't have to say that to Keyshawn. He was already ready to tell us he was the star.
No, Keyshawn told us he was the star.
Yeah.
That's how it works with Key.
That's right.
A lot of times. It's more the norm than it is, you know?
And Key says, listen, I listen to you guys every day. Key says some stuff that I know, and I can hear it in your voice.
I want to reach through the screen and slap it sometimes. I'm like, hey. You didn't read that. You just came up with that in thin air. I know your ass did. But like he says, it was so much. That's what it took me a while. Like, you know, because like the reality is like we're a football network. Like we'll jump in. We'll talk about basketball, baseball, some other topics here and there. But we're really going to dig in the trenches on football. Mm-hmm. So like the first time like talking about football every single day.
Right.
He would say stuff. I'm like, I just spoke to my cousin who plays for the Giants, and he said something differently, but you are Key, you're a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Like maybe, and then like after a month, I'm like, no, you're making
it. You can't just let him
you're
have it because he's a football guy. Yeah. No, you can't just give him the pass because he's the football guy.
No,
you can't.
No.
Exactly.
No, so I'll tell you a story. Jeff Van Gundy told us this story. He said that Bill Parcells.
I'll tell you why Jeff just brings chills to my body whenever I hear him because I had a workout here in Houston, and it's the only workout in my life that just broke my spirit. Like, what? I hear the name Jeff Van Gundy, I'm like, oh, God.
What'd he do? What'd he do?
Hold on. You tell yours first.
So we had – I've never gone through a workout this way. So I was trying to come back after my accident, and he was head coach here.
Oh, this is after the injury.
After my injury, right? And he's like, okay, Jay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do 7 spots. You have a minute from each spot to tell me – to show me how many shots you're going to make. So, hey, you know, NBA – 7 spots first. So mid-range, and then we drop back to NBA range. Mm-hmm. And then you do the windshield wiper drill, right? So ultimately, it was 14 spots, stationary shooting, and then it was 3 spots on the move, mm-hmm. right? So I just gave you 17 spots, right? 17 minutes. So he's like, yeah, I just want to see how many shots. I want to see how many shots you make in 17 minutes. Right?
17
so I'm like,
minutes.
That's a long time.
I'm like, all right, 7 spots, mid-range, 7 spots, 3-pointer. I think I can do this. Okay. So, like, I'm thinking, like, 1 or 2 managers. You know, there's, like, 9 managers on the court. Like, so, like, I'm, like, in the first spot, I'm like, all right, first one goes up, and the ball's like, boom, right? I'm like, oh, I didn't get down from jumping yet, the ball's. So, you start getting competitive.
Yeah.
By the time I got to the windshield wiper drill, I have no idea. But by the time I got to, like, the last 3 spots where it was, like, run baseline to elbow, elbow to baseline, back, I was so dead. I looked at him, and he had this really weird – like his arms across this really weird Jeff Van Gundy smirk on his damn face. And I was just like, I'm not ready to play. I'm never going to come back. And Jeff Van Gundy, still the name to this day, just breaks my soul. You saw me. I just shriveled up and became someone so small.
Because Jeff Van Gundy out of season is the best guy in the world. Jeff Van Gundy in season is like a different person. Like it's something I've never
seen.
He's a totally different person. So yeah. Jeff Van Gundy was at Jets practice, and it was Bill Parcells. And Van Gundy and Parcells are close. And Van Gundy loves football. He thinks that's
He
loves Parcells. And he said, hold on, Jeff. Key, come over here. Key was 2 years in the league.
Okay.
He said, you like good food? You like good restaurants? Jeff said, oh, yeah. He goes, this guy, Keyshawn, tell him one of your favorite places. He did. He goes, he's the best. This is the guy you need to talk to. He goes, Do you like nice clubs and nice places to go to? And Jeff said, I'm not really a club. He goes, He's the best. He's the best. And he's like, you like nice clothes? He goes, no, it's Jeff Van Gundy. No, I don't care. He goes, well, if you ever do, you know somebody who does? Nobody knows a better tailor than him. Jeff, do you like to win? He goes, I love to win. Well, don't ask him because he didn't know a thing about winning. Use it on him.
Yeah, but you know, he always talks about Bill, and Bill's reached out to me, man. Like, when we first did the show, like, Bill came in the show, and I looked down at my DM. I'm like, I have a direct message from Bill Parcells? What the hell? Is that Bill?
Yeah.
And I literally spent an hour with him on the phone. He was like, this is who Key is. This is how he goes about his work.
Oh, this is
how you should attack Key. Stand strong. And I was like, I blinking love you, Bill.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because he knows everything.
Yes.
Everything is a healthy competition, which, you know, we've talked a little bit about the Caitlin Clark thing. You guys had to spend a lot of time with it. I played a ton of ball growing up. I've been around sports my whole life. My dad was a coach, and we've been in the business. And, you know, for me, it was like, okay, to me, this is really a simple thing. I know about when Caitlin Clark did that to the Louisville girl number 10, who was, I know, look, do I think it was extra? Yeah, I think Angel was extra after the game. I think what we love to see is after the combat, like with the greatest talk, the two greatest trash talkers I've ever seen, other than Muhammad Ali, is Mayweather and Conor McGregor. But even after their matches, there's like a healthy respect after combat. And we just kind of we didn't get that, which we all wanted to see it at the end of it. Because I'll tell you something. Caitlin Clark brought me to that game. Like, she put eyes on that game without a doubt. And then what I found when I was there was, like, LSU can ball. Yeah. I was super impressed with the game, Jay.
So what did you guys glean from this morning? All of that talk about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. What happened? Yeah.
So it's like, you know, my thing on Angel is that, was it a little bit extra? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Could they have been given a technical foul? Sure.
Well, but that was – I'm talking about after the game because the
– Yeah, at the end.
First of all, it was poorly officiated.
I'm talking about when she was on the court at the end and she's following Caitlin around.
Oh, yeah.
Pointing towards her finger, doing all this
in her
face.
Was the game still going on?
Yes,
or was it
the game
was
still going on.
Yeah, it was about
– Technically.
It was in the last minute of the game.
So, like, you know, you can give her a technical foul for that. Like, it's not going to help Iowa win the game or not.
Right.
I have no problem with that criticism. I'm realistic about it. When there are certain people in media that start this trend of calling her a classless piece of, I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to allow you to do that. She's a 20-year-old young person that got extra hype about this, but I'm not going to allow you to frame her character that way. Or Keith Olbermann, and I put names like that first word, that was Dave Portnoy. I'm like, Dave, stop. You're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or Keith, who calls her a blinking idiot. And I'm like, but Keith, do you even understand context about Caitlin or where it comes from? So, I guess the reality is, you know, also the way the media has built up Caitlin Clark, well, she deserves all of it. But we labeled her as a competitor, right? Trash talking and stuff. And then it's like, well, the labeling of Angel seemed differently. And I guess I played with some of the biggest trash talkers.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Payton, Michael Jordan.
GP was
Kobe
insane.
Bryant. These dudes said insane things, fans didn't see it.
Well, but you,
so you would never.
But afterwards.
Oh no! It always went. It never stopped with these dudes.
Yeah, but
all the time.
But after the game, didn't they go? Hey,
oh no!
Nice, good game.
So you know, I laugh. You know, you ever see Prince? He does a Dave Chappelle skit.
Yeah.
Where he's like, maybe you guys can come back to my house for some pancakes, blanks. Right? He says it like it's like a really funny line. I've literally had, I'm not even going to tell you their name. I've had two guys that people would deem as being the most ultra competitive dudes of all time, but the classiest, that literally would shake my hand and shake me like, how do you feel about that, you little? it didn't stop.
Coach,
like, I got letters in my locker from players. I got things sent to my crib from players that went on my team reminding me of the little B I was at.
No.
Oh, it was all going. But I'm here for it. I'm all here for it. And by the way, it's like, I'll tell you guys one last thing. Like, and this is what Caitlin has to go against. And this is something real in the black community. Like, I play in all black AAU teams.
Mm-hmm.
I've also went to a high school that was all white.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen how that works. Right?
Sides,
I've seen the all white AAU team come in to the all black environment. And they'd be like, oh, we're going to punk them, right? They're from the suburbs.
Right.
It's an economic, it's a socioeconomic thing too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's certain players that are like Tyler Hero in the NBA. It's like, at the end of the game, like, we try. We can't do nothing. This dude is real.
Right.
Like, there's a reason why Alexis Morse, literally, there's a tweet out where she's like, yo, the realest player in game of basketball right now is Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. Like, she says it before
she
the game,
had
so
respect.
They recognize yeah. it.
She had respect.
Yeah. Just, that's
Jay,
what comes
is my
along
thing,
with
This
it.
Is my thing, though. Twitter has become a, we deserve to be in everyone's business about everything.
Agreed.
We as a society think we should be in everyone's business. But the fact is, most people, and this is growing up in a sports family, you don't want to know how the sausage is made. Mm-hmm. They don't want to know how the sausage is made. And once they do, it's pearl clutching. The reality is, now we know more now because everything is hyper-focused, hyper-sensitive. There's more cameras in the stadium. There's more cameras on different players. The reality is, I just think that, okay, Angel Reese was extra, but that's where it should end. Like, it shouldn't – who cares?
Caitlin Clark was even mad at it. She
got it. No, exactly. Right.
Like, she's not mad at it. Why are you –
No, because I have to be – because that's Twitter. I have to defend
Wait
you.
A minute. This yeah, is this, my – hold on. Me. I need to get in here and tell you what I think.
All right, we
got a
break. Yeah. Let's talk about the guys tonight. When we come back, you got time? Are you hanging with us?
Man, I'm hanging.
All right. We got Jay Williams with us in studio here on ESPN 97.5. You can tweet us if you got a question for at Real Jay Williams or at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at R Has No Jay. Morley is what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about if you have an issue legally with somebody, then you've got the Morley Law Firm here for you. I'm thinking about calling them, as a matter of fact, because I'm having an issue with an insurance company that's not coming up with the right money. I got hit by and I'm going to use the Morley Law Firm for this. If they don't come up with the money, that's going to be my first call to the Morley Law Firm, because they will listen to the Morley Law Firm. They're not listening to me. You don't want to listen to me? That's fine. How about this? I sick the Morley Law Firm on you. And if you're getting jobbed by an insurance company, by a doctor, by the police, if you're getting worked over and you need representation, you need somebody that is going to stand for you and do the right thing for you, that's the Morley Law Firm. They're here for you, okay? You give them exactly what's going on in your life. You give them and they'll a free a consultation, and then they'll tell you whether or not they can take your case. They've got experience in all just about everything. So if you're looking for that law firm that's going to be on your side, make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or MorleyLaw.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.
He just want to take it all. Blame it on the alcohol.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John, Lance, and Jay Williams in studio with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Am I crazy? I'm only thinking, we just had Paul Biancardi on. He says it's going to be a close game. I think an era
it ain't
can handle.
Close.
I'm thinking they're going to slow UConn down on the outside. I'm thinking it's a close game. Not only a close game, but San Diego State might win.
That's what you think?
That's what I think.
Wow. So here's what I need to happen in order for that to go. Bradley, so when he came out and he got going against FAU, right? I was like, I don't understand sometimes, and this is where I think coaches are their worst enemy. And I'm not saying Brian Dutcher is his own worst enemy, but like, when a guy is cooking, like, why do they keep going to other sets? Keep going back to the set that has allowed the guy to cook. We scored on
the NBA points. Has that down.
Yes. We run it until the wheels fall off. Keep running. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we ran the same play in college. Eventually, you have to find a way to stop it if you can't. I just think Bradley has to be exceptional today. I think they're just facing a juggernaut, man. And I know how strong and physical they are. Me personally, tonight I'm taking the points.
Well, then why are they a four seed? Why did they falter during the regular season? Was it like they played?
They were number two in the country at one point.
At one point. Yeah. But then they fell.
Okay,
then they fell.
Who cares about that? Who are they now?
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. They're on a roll now. But they're not infallible. They're not infallible. And, oh, by the way, San Diego State plays the perimeter as well as anybody.
Mensah can.
And Hawkins might have a problem tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
He might have a problem.
You do have a – I mean, look, you've got – you're going to have to challenge the two bigs, which is going to be very, very difficult. They're going to get extra shots. I just think when you play at the pace and tempo they play at and you shoot it the way they shoot at, it's like a Tyson matchup where you're going to get flurried on. You cannot let your guard down, because we saw Gonzaga was out of the game. They had a bad stretch and they were out of the game. it is. It turns into a boat race because I don't think you can really come back from 12 down against UConn. Not now. Not the way this team's
playing. No, but you might not get.
And does San Diego State have enough offense to do?
So that's the question. That's the question. Because at times their offense becomes stagnant.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You're like, man, you guys are going 6 or 7 minutes without scoring the bucket here. Like we can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, your physicality and your defense can keep you in the game for so long, but you can't keep treading water like that when another team has three pros that can get the game up and down.
Well, let's face it. If they were down to like they were to FAU, they wouldn't have won a game against UConn. They just wouldn't. Yeah. They can't go down 14. They can't go down
14. Oh, can I just tell you something I thought was so impressive about Lamont Butler last game?
Yeah.
You know, so many players shrink in those type of moments, especially when they hit that corner. Like, if you're not sure whether your foot was out of bounds or not, like 90% of players pick up their dribble. And they're trying to find some way to get the shot. Like for him to pull the ball back out, keep the ball alive, have awareness on where the clock was. He hits the guy with a hesitation. I don't know if you guys see it. He literally hits him with a freeze where the ball sticks. And then he takes one dribble and doesn't go too deep. That's a skill set I just don't see a lot of college players have today.
He didn't get too deep into the defender. He didn't fade. He went straight up
and straight down.
Yep. Yep.
Which a lot of guys have a tendency to fade when they are in a last second situation. Yeah. They will fade, and instead of just going up and shooting your shot in rhythm and in balance, it was a great shot.
Chris Jenkins' response to it. Only in Houston.
Only in Houston.
Yeah, only in Houston. That was awesome. I think we're gonna have a good game tonight. I do. I think we're gonna have a real good game tonight.
I think that UConn covers, and I'm taking the under.
I know. I think we're in.
They've been killing everybody. I'm the minority in this one, right?
Yeah.
Not ain't many people think San Diego State.
I mean, we won
a
championship. We won every game by double digits.
Yeah.
And we were in close games. It just like the last part of the game for me is I think where UConn is gonna have a major advantage. Like, those offensive rebounds, like what you saw them do, like, and San Diego State got a lot too, but like the controlling of the boards and those fouls, I think are going to start accumulating for those San Diego State.
Jay, do you like the fact that college basketball is kind of stuck in a time warp?
No, I hate it.
Okay. And I mean that from the sense of, because it really is, it truly is stuck in a time warp where it's the sets for the bigs, and it's kind of cool to see that bigs still are a factor in the low post, but the game hasn't really progressed. It's still micromanaged by coaching a lot, and it's also the reason that some of these teams are Cinderellas that can get further. But
why is that a problem, though? I like it better in the pro game, if you want to know the truth.
Well, that's why I want to get your take on what do you mean by that? That it's because what I mean by stuck in the past is it's not necessarily always bad. I like that we still have bigs that have low post, but they haven't really progressed towards some of what the NBA does best, which is exploit weaknesses.
Oh, as it relates to like individualized matchups and keep going back to the same thing
we just talked about Bradley.
Yeah. I can see a lot of scheming. I do love the college game. I think that I have a hard time trying to understand like why we're still playing two halves. And it's about money. I get it. I don't know why we're not at quarters. Like the women's game.
Yeah, we said that earlier.
Quarters, I'm like, all right. Yeah. Like, or the advancing of the ball when it's called time on the backcourt. Just advance the ball. Like, yeah, why aren't there certain things that just make the pace of the game faster better?
We don't talk
more
about
scoring.
That.
More scoring is the better, right? Like, right. I mean,
I guess, but hasn't the NBA gotten way overboard on that?
But like, you're also gonna have those teams that have styles, right? Like styles win fights, right? So you're still gonna have those teams like a UVA, right?
Houston,
who like. You're still going to have that. But still, you can have the game advance and still have styles.
Yeah.
The game feels like it's stuck in that time for me.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. In that way, absolutely. But I like that to have big men, you can actually get – you can play some back to the basket that you – and it's not just all three-point – it's not all three-point shots. Yeah.
I'll tell you what really hurts. And I see it on the ESPN side, too, is unless there are players for us to market, like next year, we are going to – just get ready. Buckle in. We're going to market the hell out of Bronny James.
So get ready. Yeah, I know.
He's going to be everywhere.
I know.
It is what it is. You're going to see the Louisville kids, DJ Wagner, the son of, you know, DeJuan Wagner, who was the same draft class with me, Milt Wagner, played at Louisville. They're going to be marketed everywhere. So like, it makes it easier for us to bring a lot of the casual fans.
Yeah.
But it's hard to bring casual fans because they have no idea who these kids are. They haven't heard about them.
And the one and done is hurt, I think.
Transfer portal.
Absolutely.
Every single year, kids are just leaving.
Except, man.
I like it, though.
Look at Texas. Their whole team was transfer portal. They were good. Really good and fun to watch. A really good team. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind the transfer portal at all or paying them. Charles Oakley, here, let's talk about that in the NBA. Charles Oakley had this to say about the NBA after LeBron and Steph and KD leave?
I mean, it's a lot of hoop and holler about these three or four new guys coming, Ja Morant, Zion. The NBA is going to be in their hand next 5 years after Curry, LeBron, KD, all them guys leave. Right. I think the NBA might have a little problem trying to find the next superstar, because especially when LeBron leaves, the icon, what he brought for 20 years at a high level, right, speaking up, holding people accountable on the floor and off the court.
Well, we saw this after Jordan, that the NBA hit a lull, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see it again?
Well, what about Giannis?
Yeah. No. Well, is Giannis, 20... does he have the star power? Even on your network, we don't see him as much.
I mean, we talk about Giannis every single
day.
We
love, I mean,
is it
he and Jokic and Bede,
yeah,
but they have the same star
power? Yeah,
now, maybe that's where Wembanyama comes in, because he has a chance to be a generational
guy.
See,
I feel like the thing that's made LeBron so different is his willingness and openness to talk about so many things outside of basketball.
Yeah.
Well, he wins at a high level, so right, he's a polarizing. I mean, look, I try to tell people all the time, media kills me some days. Like, we'll come in and, like, Jokic will have a 40-point triple-double, and LeBron will have, like, 8 points in a win, and be like, are there problems with the Lakers? LeBron, and I'm like, that's what we're leading with? But that's media. That's how they frame it around him.
A star.
Because he moves the needle, whereas the Joker, for the everyday viewer, they're like, okay.
Plus,
he's a glorified dad bod.
Plus,
you know?
Right. Plus but the Joker's only there because he's white. I mean, we know that, right?
You have these lame narratives. Yeah, you do.
It really is.
What Kendrick said was that was all.
I want to have a high level intellectual conversation today. I'm not going.
Yeah, it's
I'm not doing that.
It's sorry, unfortunate that right now what we got.
I love Perkins. My guys can't.
What we've got right now is we've got what Jokic does is unbelievable. We think our guy Şengün is being slept on a little bit. Keep sleeping on Şengün. He is. People don't get to see the Rockets play, but he does some things that are really, really terrific. But
sleeping on him in what regard? Like on the national level?
Yeah,
on the
national level.
He doesn't get
because
it's the Rockets.
It's the Rockets.
Yeah. It's the Rockets.
Can we just figure out what the hell is going on in the locker room?
Can you?
No. But I'll tell you, people I talk to, man, it's not good. And I feel bad for Silas. You know, I think learning how to hold young players accountable is very tough in today's age when people just want to quit, want to get out. You know, hold them
behind. Isn't that the coach's job, though?
Yes, but there's a reason why Coach K never left to become a pro coach. There's a reason why Tom Izzo was like, it's hard to hold players accountable if the
Saban
organization
came back to college.
Can't do that for them.
Right. Well, we had Kelvin Sampson on, and he was coaching in the pros, and he says, hey, I want you to come back and get some rebounds, you know. I want you to come out on the perimeter to stop a three-point. This guy's killing you on the three-point shot. I want you to get out the perimeter. He goes, Coach, I got a rebounding clause in my contract. I can't be out there. And he was like, Are you kidding me? That's the NBA game.
But he also said this, and this is true, and I've run this by some like GMs to see their thoughts on this. He said, Kelvin Sampson told us on the show, I said, how do you change culture? We're watching the Rockets try to, you know, they got to change culture. He said, the most important thing about changing culture, the most important is you cannot be afraid of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Confrontation. You must not be afraid of confrontation.
And that's not Steven Silas.
And so with a team that doesn't need confrontation, that's got veterans, Silas would probably be great with them. Rudy, too, knew how to finesse relationships with players. But this team is going to unfortunately need somebody who's not afraid of confrontation, because there's probably going to be confrontation now that the team has been allowed to do whatever they want for a certain amount of time. Somebody's going to come in and find that the players are going to buck back against them. And at some point, there's going to be some guys that get moved out of here.
Well, that's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, when you're building the culture, you need to have the backing by ownership, right, and higher brass to say, look, I know you guys drafted this dude with a high draft pick, but this cat ain't willing to be bought into what we're trying to build. He got to go. Because I think players respond like, oh, they just let him go? Damn, they didn't let me go easily. So it puts everybody in line. It puts everybody on notice. Or if you have your star player that is echoing what the head coach is saying,
then that matters.
And then you create that. But if you don't have that, man, you're not going to be able to
establish
culture.
And it's got to be one of the better. Although, you know, I guess the Rockets had a little bit with Trevor Ariza.
Yep.
P.J. Tucker had some. And then, you know, ultimately he and James and Chris had a falling out. And you know, that'll happen too when you have big personalities.
Here's the thing, though, too, Jay. Listen, they got rid of Christian Wood this last offseason because well, the stories that we heard about that. But if I'm Jalen Green or I'm Alpi or I'm any of the guys that are going to make another team, I don't think get rid of me. You know what? That's all we've done is lose here anyway. Well, I'm going to have that attitude.
So then if that's your attitude, then get out.
Yeah, then you don't need to be
here. I don't want players that don't want to be here. Like for me, I guess it's almost like Chicago. I've thought about it. It's like one of the things I did in Chicago, which it rubbed people the wrong way, but it was against what I was trying to do. So literally, Michael Jordan's locker is empty, okay? And I'm not Michael Jordan. I'm not ever proclaiming to be. But I'm like, yo, man, like, I'm trying to sit there. I want to win. So when we lose back-to-back games and guys are going out, I'm like, yo, why are you guys going out? We just lost by 20 to Dallas. Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. So like, that was my energy. I wanted to be there. I didn't mind confrontation. I didn't mind people pushing. Why would you take my – yo, I want that to rub off on me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I want to be that. Why am I being criticized for wanting to be that?
Mm-hmm.
And so – but, like, it takes somebody to want to be here – to keep people accountable.
So
you got to find that.
Chris Paul, I had a lunch with Chris Paul, and he was there to talk to Jarrett Stidham about whether or not he should go pro. It was Tad Brown, who was the president of the team. Mm-hmm. His son-in-law was at Auburn, was a quarterback. And so there was a group of people, and I got invited to this. And one of the things Chris Paul said at this luncheon was he said one of the things, it was Van Gundy was there, Daryl Morey. Like, it was an interesting Ted Johnson who won Super Bowl champion with the Patriots. And what he told us was, it was one of the most impactful things that I've ever listened to. He said, one of the things that was most disappointing to me was it was my second or third year in the league when I realized that there weren't a lot of guys who wanted to win as bad as I did. He goes, I assumed everyone in the league was like that. And when I realized what a small percentage it was, he said, and it disappointed me. And then I realized this is going to be easier for me to be a really good NBA player. He said, I'm going to have the advantage in a lot of stuff.
You'd be amazed at how many people you lose by 20 points. They come, the first thing they're looking at is the box score, looking at what they got.
Yeah.
You have people looking at a game. Because it's like on younger teams, you're incentivized by what your numbers are,
right?
Not by what our numbers are to win. So you have to have people that are cut from a different cloth. And I think that's sometimes I think what management misses out on. They do such a great job trying to focus on who has the individual physical talent. Mm-hmm. But that's where all the extra testing comes in about – who are you as an individual?
Well, that's why chemistry does matter.
Absolutely. We got to break it. It's 9:33 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got Jay Williams in studio with us here. Don't you go anywhere. I got to talk right now about, okay, so we got the game tonight. If you want to bet on this, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You know what else is this week? Masters. You want to bet on it? You can take prop bets. You can take guy against guy. You can take... There's great odds on really good players because it's so hard to win Masters. Who's going to win? Do you think you know? You're going to get great odds. Who are you going to pick to win the Masters this week? You can do it all at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Your initial deposit, if this is a first-timer, your initial deposit, they will match up to 50%, up to $2,000. Well, they'll give you an extra $1,000 if you put in $2,000. They'll give you an extra $25 if you put in 50% of whatever you put in, they will match and give you that much more to play with. So if you're looking for a great way to get started at mybookie.ag, put in promo code BET975 and let's go. Let's play. Let's win. Let's get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:36, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We had somebody that was on hold forever. Who was that? The one that talked about the Astros?
Chris.
He wants to call back in real quick, Chris, and you got a question. We'll put you in right away. Jay's great. Jay had to leave. He's got a SportsCenter hit. We didn't realize that, so... Jay is no longer with us. Not dead, but he's on his way to go do his SportsCenter.
No longer with us.
Us, right here. Mm-hmm. Jay's no longer with us. So great stuff. Great stuff talking to Jay Williams. He is the He is the
sane one.
I don't want to say sane, but he's the
voice of reason.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
yeah, in that show, because Key says stuff like he just said.
Key says stuff. Sure.
Max says stuff too. That is a lot of
Max says stuff.
Max says stuff, and then Jay is the voice of reason. And so, great to have him here. The perspective that he has is awesome, just awesome. And he's a sharp guy. Went to Duke. Did you tell him your hatred for Duke? Did you mention that?
It's kind of died a little bit over the years. Yeah. They haven't been major factors, but it's kind of. And I wanted Banchero, so it's not the same as it used to be. I don't really hate anybody the same as I used to.
Did he forget this?
Yep, he sure did.
Hey, Jay forgot this.
His earpiece. He might need that.
Maybe he'll be in
soon enough. We call them IFBs in the business.
He's got an IFB in here.
You used to know that it was called IFB. When's the last time you had an IFB in? The earpiece.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Since TV.
When's the last time you did TV with the IFB? 51?
No, I did a lot of AT&T Sportsnet stuff, and I did play-by-play. And well, those were headphones.
Yeah, you don't have
you didn't
IFB.
Have that. IFB.
They're not the most comfortable things.
No, well, you get a molded. It molds to your ear, so it's not that bad.
Not the one I have. They just give me the basic ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I have.
They always ask, do you have, whenever I come on set,
you have your own.
These are all pros who have their own. Say, you have your IFB? I'm like, I don't have an IFB. You just have to give me one.
Why don't you have an IFB?
I don't know. I don't do TV enough to have an IFB.
Well, you do. Yeah,
just
you do.
Every year you do it. They send me one.
Now
I got one.
Put it, you know what?
I got one now.
You know who probably had that in their ear before you?
Who?
I mean, I don't know. It could have been Caitlin Clark that had it right after she was sweating.
Ew.
Yeah.
They clean them, though.
Maybe.
We're in California.
Oh, really?
We get super clean on everything.
Are you sure about that?
The NFL Network in California, we're very careful with sanitization.
Yeah, yes. I'm not so sure.
Believe it.
Oh, really? You can get all that sweat out of there? I don't think so. Caitlin Clark might have had it in. Okay.
She can really shoot from distance, too.
I think it will be.
She can shoot.
Yeah, she can shoot. I think it'll be a close game, and I think San Diego State might win. It's not a prediction, John. No, I went out on a limb. Did you? No, you didn't. Okay, I said something that is not very popular in the world.
It's going to be a blowout.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's not even going to be close.
You watch. That's everybody thinks that's a. Oh, you had. Oh, did you have New England blowing out the Giants? Yeah, you did. When they were 17-0? Yeah, guess what?
I probably did.
You know, yeah.
I don't remember, but probably.
Yeah, guess what happened? You loser. Loser.
No.
Yeah.
Money line. Were they that high? What was the line? Do you even remember?
It was stupid. Over two touchdowns.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they hit them with that race car set where they had four defensive ends in the game rushing a pass, and everyone was like, ooh, this is a lot to try to block.
Tom Brady doesn't seem to like this.
No, Brady doesn't like being pressured. Randy Moss isn't a factor.
Listening to that, Real Jay Williams, good insight and analysis, another great interview. Thank you. Thank you, Joan. Joan listens now.
I trust Joan.
Yeah, no, I don't trust.
I don't
like
trust,
Art, I don't trust him.
Yeah, I don't trust Twitch saying ugly things.
No.
You know, some of you are trustworthy and some of you aren't.
Yeah. What is the PBA Masters? Do you know?
Pro Bowlers?
Is that what that is?
Probably.
Pro 64-man double elimination bracket, 100,000 to first place.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait a minute. The PBA Masters is giving out $100,000? Wow. Holy crap. That kind of money, as opposed to, you know, the $4 million you're going to win for winning the Golf Masters,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to get $100,000 for first place at mm-hmm. the PBA? Holy crap. Why would I talk about the real Masters when I could talk about the PBA Masters?
Why aren't you talking about it? That's what everyone's
because
asking.
Because no one cares. Because of a care thing. No one. Said, let's talk about the PBA Masters instead of the Masters. Said no one ever. Ever. Sorry, Buck Ziggy. Sorry, Buck Ziggy, for, I don't know, your PBA. Pro Bowlers Association? Really? Okay. I'm not sure you can find a bet on that anywhere. You know, for that $100,000 that you could possibly win. $100,000. Scotty Scheffler spits on that. You know what? He wipes his wipes himself with $100,000 bills. Is there a $100,000 bill?
If they have it,
if they
Floyd Mayweather has it.
If they did, Floyd did.
Floyd Mayweather would have already taken multiple pictures with $100,000 bills. Oh, and Jake Paul.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Who's most likely to take that picture? Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Floyd Mayweather.
Hey. Hey.
What's that?
Or Odell.
Maybe one $100,000 bills. Jake's making different money than all those guys.
Is it Ben Mayweather?
No. Mayweather does too.
Yeah.
Although Mayweather, I think, had some issues.
And Scottie Scheffler? Stop. Stop already with your blasphemy.
Okay, how much did Jake Paul?
Did Jake Paul ever pay up when he was when he lost the fight? Did he pay up? Because he was supposed to.
Oh, no, he's only worth $30 million right now.
Oh, stop. $30 million. That's Scottie Scheffler's worth $30 million. I mean, stop already, Jake.
Oh,
Paul.
No. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Yeah, apparently he's making between 20 and 30 million a year now.
Well, that's nothing.
And that's in social media endorsements and all that stuff. Not as much as Scottie Scheffler or one of those plumbers makes from the PGA. I'm a live guy. I don't do PGA anymore. Oh, I prefer to have the best players
who just won. Who just won his second tournament, back-to-back tournaments. First time it's done, yeah.
Easy.
Who?
Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you?
Say it. We'll say it at the same time. Ready?
Ready? Go.
One, two, three. See? I'm not falling for your banana in the
tailpipe. Brooks Koepka. You don't even know it.
Okay. No, don't. I was going to say Brooks Koepka. And by the way,
Koepka's playing well.
Is he? I haven't seen it.
Well, no one's seen it. No one's seen it, but we read about it.
Is it on AT&T Sportsnet whenever Jim Crane bought the team? Except
no.
It was Root Sports or whatever?
No.
Oh, no, it's Comcast Sports.
What about the UFC buying wrestling now?
Okay, this fighting, people get injured, but it's not really for real. It's scripted. This fighting is for real. They own all fighting. They just need to buy something in boxing, buy show boxing, buy HBO boxing, and just own every combat sport. What's next up? You've seen the one where six guys get in the ring?
What about the one where the girls are slapping each other on the butt? Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's the slap one only on the butt with in thongs.
What's it called?
It's called butt slapping competition. Yeah. Oh, no, you haven't seen this? Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be called that. I Googled it. Romanian girls butt slapping competition.
That's what it is.
Curious.
They're in thongs.
I'm going to hit play. Just to see what happens.
And they're slapping as hard as they can
on
each other's butt. Oh. And it's Romanian girls.
Oh, and it's red, too.
Yeah, no, it's red. 945 ESPN.
How do we not have one? This doesn't look like anyone's going to win the championship. I'm going to search back. I'm going to go back.
I don't know that there's any type of look that will win the championship. I would imagine, though, if you're too bony, it's going to hurt.
This is a guy named The Asher Show. So somebody else, an American, came up with this first. Did it look like it was violent? Or did it look like?
Oh, no. They're slapping hard. They're slapping hard.
See, it's got to be something else then.
Why? That one doesn't. That's not. It's just love taps. That's different.
July 27th.
You found that on Pornhub.
Leaves women's butt cheeks red. I mean, I don't feel like I should Google this with the NFL's computer.
Here, I'll find it for you. All right. But
I'm going to.
But first, you're going to talk right now about.
There's some shots.
Yeah, I told you. There's first.
I mean, look at the wealth development.
Yeah, I told you. But first, you're going to talk about siding and windows.
Well, I'm talking about Allstate Windows and Siding. They do an amazing job of making your house more energy efficient. And one of the things that is a problem is if you have leaky windows, what you end up finding out is you start having additional humidity in your home, and you say, wait a minute, why is my house so humid? I got the windows all closed. You may start checking the windows. It's leaking somewhere, and it's letting the humidity in. Worse, it will let in dust. It will start having an impact on your breathing quality. Of course, it's going to have an impact on how often your air conditioner is running, because your AC is going to run when it doesn't need to. Having brand new windows custom fit and installed, retrofit and installed into your home is going to improve your energy efficiency by up to 40%. They're double pane, double strength. They're going to add a layer of safety. It's going to reduce noise, and it's also going to look great. Your home's going to look way better curb appeal. The same thing goes for when you get the Hardy Plank siding installed from my friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding. They will install that siding, and you will see that your house looks incredible. Get them both done. They'll give you a huge discount. Discount's going on right now for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners. Go to AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Lance, let me ask you a question here. Here's a headline. Do you find it problematic? More Chinese migrants are coming to the U.S. on foot, officials say. Do you find that it would be an awfully difficult trip to traverse the Pacific on foot?
Yes, I'm going to assume that they meant they go somewhere and then walk from there. But yes, from on foot from there.
It's a little misleading, I think.
I think so. I think it's not. Yeah, I think it's not. I don't love the headline.
No, the headline.
I think it could have been written more.
What about this one?
Yeah.
Japan's bear meat vending machine proves a surprising success. Would you like bear meat out of a vending machine?
Pete's Fine Meats has bear meat.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, do they really?
Well, it's advertised. I don't know if they say. Oh, no. Michael said they've had it before.
They have?
Yeah.
Would you like
it? He's got exotic game.
You can buy it for $16.50 out of the vending machine.
I'm just going to be honest with you. If I'm hungry, I'm not. You know how sometimes you have food, like you'll have FOMO, not FOMO, but you'll have buyer's remorse where you order, or you have order's remorse where you order something at a restaurant and you see someone else's food and you realize, like, two bites in, I got the wrong thing.
Yeah.
That's what it would be like with me and bear meat. I'd be like, I should have got those cheese peanut butter crackers.
Or I should have, yeah, that.
Instead of.
Or beef jerky.
Instead of bear meat.
Yeah, yeah. The Bible is being challenged in Utah over its explicit sexual content.
Do
you feel
like
the Bible is a filthy book?
Well, that's one thing I think of. When I think of the Bible, I think of, whoa, this is some pretty sassy reading right here.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember hiding that under my bed so my parents wouldn't find it.
Yeah, no.
I hope the Bible. Parents don't find the Bible under my mattress.
There's an historic effort going on in Hawaii. They're trying to save forest birds.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're becoming extinct because of mosquitoes. So, apparently, they're trying in Hawaii to have mosquito birth control. Do you find those condoms would be awfully small?
Well, I don't think that's how they go about their birth control.
You don't know.
I'm probably thinking they try to sterilize them. But if it is mosquito condoms, I just don't think they're going to wear them.
You
we have a hard enough trouble. We have a hard enough time here in our country. You seen this?
Hawaiian, like, mosquitoes. What if Hawaiian mosquitoes are like, thanks.
Let the mosquito grab doesn't like the way it feels.
I'll grab me some. Okay. Well, there's a couple of ugly stories here that didn't end well. A man used his Apple AirTag to track down the person who stole his truck.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then he killed him. That's.
Don't start now, Bobina.
A man ended his life after an AI chatbot encouraged him to sacrifice himself to stop climate change.
Which one of these chatbots are doing? I've read something where I try to get on ChatGPT and I just ask a question. It's basically like a super fast Google. Where are y'all getting this? Some writer said that the ChatGPT tried to get the writer to leave his wife. And yeah.
Well, told him, hey, you need to sacrifice yourself. It'll help climate change. First of all,
are you sure they didn't say make sacrifices and the guy didn't misread it? Like, maybe hey, don't drive this kind of car.
It was
or
a
whatever.
6-week-long conversation about the climate crisis.
Yeah.
And apparently this man contributed so greatly to it, the climate crisis, you know, with what breathing and all, that the AI told him to kill himself.
Somebody show me.
And he listened.
I want to have a chatbot thing where I'm actually, it's just always like I'm talking to Alexis. I've only done it a couple of times. Now I'm calling it Alexis. I know it's Alexa, but Gilbert says Alexis, and now I'm saying
Alexis.
Which
is excellent.
Yeah, I don't want it. By the way, don't say Alexa anymore to him.
No.
Let's just keep it Alexis.
Another pigeon wearing a smuggling backpack has been found inside a BC prison.
Another one.
Do you feel like these pigeons need to stop putting backpacks on each other?
I think these pigeons are out of control trying to
smuggle
the pigeons
stuff.
Are hustling more than I've ever seen.
Yeah, no,
the hustle in the pigeon community is greater than I've ever seen.
Hey, I can't fault them for it. I'm trying to make a buck. What are you going to do?
Somebody on Twitch says, Houston has a climate crisis because Houston can't make up the climate, can't make up its damn mind here.
That's true. No, that absolutely is. That is true. All right, we're done. Paul Galanis next right here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. But first, Lance is going to talk about insurance.
TGS Insurance makes it so easy for you to check up on a competitive rate on your homeowner's insurance. And did you know that the reason you pay more for your homeowner's insurance in most cases is just because you stay with the same company year after year? And when that happens, you don't get competitive rates. They raise the rates incrementally. They give you a bundle discount because they'll get you with a car. And that's how they can hide the fact that they're raising your rates. Go check out. You don't believe me? Text the word money right now to 232323. It's no strings attached, but within 15 seconds, you can get a firm quote from an A-rated company on your homeowner's insurance. And go find out how much you're overpaying with your homeowner's insurance. If you've been with the same company for years, I promise you, your savings could climb into the thousands. The average savings for the person who makes the switch over is $900 with the annual savings. So find a competitive rate with TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323.
Bacon for everybody!
ESPN 97.5.